Jesus was a working man and a hero you will hear. Born in the town of Bethlehem at the turning of the year, at the turning of the year. When Jesus was a little lad, streets rang with his name, for he argued with the older men and put them all to shame. He put them all to shame. He became a wandering journeyman, and he traveled far and wide, and he noticed how wealth and poverty live always side by side, live always side by side. So he said, come all you working men, farmers and weavers too, if you would only stand as one, this world belongs to you, this world belongs to you. When the rich men heard what the carpenter had done, to the Roman troops they ran, saying, put this rebel Jesus down. He's a menace to God and man. He's a menace to God and man. The commander of the occupying troops just laughed, and then he said, there's a cross to spare on Calvary's hill. By the weekend he'll be dead. By the weekend he'll be dead. Now Jesus walked among the poor, for the poor were his own kind, and they'd never let them get near enough to take him from behind, to take him from behind. So they hired one of the traitor's trade, and an informer was he, and he sold his brother to the butcher's men for a fistful of silver money, for a fistful of silver money. And Jesus sat in the prison cell, and they beat him and offered him bribes to desert the cause of his fellow men and work for the rich men's tribe, to work for the rich men's tribe. And the sweat stood out on Jesus' brow, and the blood was in his eye, when they nailed his body to the Roman cross, and they laughed as they watched him die, they laughed as they watched him die. Two thousand years have passed and gone, many a hero too, but the dream of this poor carpenter remains in the hands of you, remains in the hands of you.